On August 20th, 2026, four workers clearing weeds from the track at a station north of Tokyo were struck and killed by a limited express train. And according to the railway, the lookout had already raised the flag that means track clear while the four men were still on the line. So how did the information that people were on the track disappear, and only the signal that it was safe reach the driver? Hello, and welcome to Seikahan. Today we look at this accident not as a question of who made the mistake, but as a question of design. What happens when every safety check is made of human attention? First, what happened? At around 10:46 on the morning of August 20th, 2026, inside Shinkanuma Station on Tobu Railway's Nikko Line, about 100 kilometers north of Tokyo, four contractor workers spraying herbicide on the track were struck by the limited express Spacia X. All four died. Three were spraying the herbicide. The fourth was a supervisor who had come to inspect the work. According to Tobu Railway, about 10 people were on site, counting both the work crew and the lookouts. And yet, the company says, the train lookout raised the yellow flag that means retreat complete, track clear, while workers were still on the line. None of the roughly 50 passengers or the crew were hurt. The cause is being investigated by the Japan Transport Safety Board and the police. So, on a site with more than one lookout, how did the track clear signal go up with the workers still on the line? Three questions for today. First, when a railway keeps trains running while people work on the track, what exactly certifies that it is safe? Second, would adding one more lookout have prevented this? Third, can you build a system that stops the train when a person gets it wrong? And if so, who pays for it? Let's start with the accident itself, separating what is known from what is not. Here is the sequence. At 10:46 on August 20th, the four workers were struck by Spacia X number 2. The line was suspended for about 4.5 hours, and 33 trains were canceled. At a press conference the same day, Tobu Railway said the train lookout had raised the flag, meaning the retreat was complete, while workers remained on the track. Also on the 20th, the Regional Transport Bureau issued Tobu a written warning demanding the cause be established and preventative measures taken. On the 21st, Tochigi Police opened an investigation into suspected professional negligence, and the Transport Ministry ordered every railway operator in Japan to review its management of work inside the track area. As of August 22nd, Tobu says the cause is under investigation and has announced no specific countermeasures. So how was safety supposed to work here? Based on Tobu's account, let's follow it as a single chain. The first link is noticing the train. A dedicated train lookout stood about 80 meters from the crew, watching for approaching trains. Because the station structure blocks the view, a relay lookout was posted at a level crossing about 300 meters further out to pass the warning back. The next link, the lookout, orders the crew off the track and confirms that everyone is clear. Only then does he raise a yellow flag, telling the driver the train may enter. This time, according to Tobu, that flag went up while the workers were still on the line. The last link is the driver. He sees the flag, sounds the horn, and enters. He saw the workers and applied the emergency brake. Too late. Notice what every link has in common. Seeing, ordering, confirming, signaling. All of it is human attention and human-to-human communication. If any one link fails, nothing on the train's side shows it. Let's be careful here about what is known and what is not. Known, the lookout raised the track clear flag. Not known, why? Known, the driver followed the procedure. Flag, horn, enter. Nothing so far suggests a driver error. Not known, the relay lookout. Tobu said he was not in a position to communicate with the train lookout. Another report says he may not have been at his assigned post. That is still being confirmed. Known. All four who died worked for contractors. The prime contractor, Tobu Construction, is a group company of Tobu Railway itself. Not known whether any device that automatically warns of an approaching train was in use at this site. Known. The site was beneath a disused, older platform, with no recess to shelter in. Not known. What will change? No countermeasures had been announced as of August 22nd. There are two basic ways to work on a railway track. One is track closure, senro heisa in Japanese. Signals are set to stop and no train can enter the section. On safety alone, it is the surest method. The other is working between trains, maesagyo. Short jobs done in the gaps of the timetable, with trains still running and safety resting on the lookout to spot the train and get the crew clear. Major engineering work normally uses closure. The lookout method has been kept for simpler tasks such as inspections. So why not close the line every time? The choice depends on train frequency, site distance, whether there is somewhere to stand clear, and the disruption to the timetable, and closing a line disrupts passengers. Pushing everything to the night is not a clean answer either. The window between the last train and the first is only a few hours. Inspection is harder under floodlights, and night shift labor is scarce. One thing to keep in perspective, daytime fatalities have been rare. By Transport Ministry figures, 4 track workers were killed by trains in Japan over the past 3 years, and only one, a case with no lookout posted, happened in daylight. Workers being struck by trains, shokusha jiko in Japanese, is not new here. In February 1999, 5 workers repairing signal equipment on JR East's Yamanote Freight Line in Tokyo were killed by a special train. The supervisor had not checked the day's timetable and was later sent to prison. Junior East is understood to have moved away from working between trains toward track closure after that accident. The Japan Transport Safety Board's guidance compiles 10 such cases from 2009 onward. The recurring causes: no lookout posted, lookouts not devoting themselves to the task, weak supervision, crews not sharing the same understanding. In December 2023, a partner company employee on lookout duty on the Sanyo Main Line was struck by a freight train and killed. In March 2026, another struck by accident on the Yosan Line, still under investigation. Line them up, and the countermeasures barely change in more than 20 years. Brief thoroughly, post lookouts properly, keep training current. The weakness of eyesight is on paper, in the government's own documents. A February 2020 Transport Ministry study document says most Japanese operators have lookouts, confirm train positions by sight or by the timetable, and states plainly that visual estimation varies between individuals and that human error can lead to a train being missed. The same document diagrams multiple lookouts relaying the warning backwards, the exact arrangement used at Shinkanuma, documented with its weakness years before this accident. The supporting technology exists. Systems compare GPS positions from worker terminals and the train, and sound an automatic alarm on the worker's device as a train approaches. Junior West has run such a system since 2008, over about 2,800 kilometers of line. Junior East introduced its own from fiscal 2016-25 line sections, about 1,500 kilometers, at roughly 2 billion yen, around $13 million. But these are positioned as aids to visual confirmation, not replacements, and they are far from universal. Whether Tobu used any such device at this site has not been disclosed. Now, how did Japan react? After 4 workers were killed on the Tobu Nikko line, a Japanese track maintenance account wrote, 5 layers of protection were in place, and none of them stopped this. That captures the mood. The news. On August 20th, 2026, 4 workers clearing weeds at Shinkanuma Station on the Tobu Nikko line were killed by an express train after the lookout had raised the flag, meaning the track was clear. On Japanese X, mourning came first, then disbelief that a site with a lookout, a relay lookout, a supervisor, and the contractor's own staff could end with the train entering while people were on the track. The most repeated word was jinsai, a disaster made by people, not by nature. And against that, a minority of practitioners push back. These are posts on X, not public opinion. Here they are. The first wave was mourning. The journalist Shoko Egawa, on the evening of the accident. Heartbreaking. 4 men in their 50s and 60s, working in this heat, are dead. May they rest in peace. At the very least, let there be a thorough investigation of how this happened. Then the distances were reported, and near-identical posts spread across many accounts. The lookout 80 meters from the site signaled the train in, while the relay lookout 300 meters away reportedly could not communicate with him. This was entirely man-made. Jinsai, man-made disaster. In context, it reads less as an accusation against the two lookouts than as disbelief that the arrangement was allowed to exist at all. The sharpest analysis came from inside the trade, an account that posts on track maintenance practice wrote, "What is most baffling is that five layers of protection were in place: the relay lookout, the on-site lookout, the work supervisor, the prime contractor staff and attendants, and the workers' own eyes. All of them existed, and none of them stopped this." That is the closest the Japanese discussion came to a layered defense framing, and it is the question our analysis takes up. Against calls to replace flags with radios, or to simply close the line, accounts describing themselves as familiar with track work pushed back. Radios run flat, malfunction, suffer interference, and get lost in sight noise, which is why radio is treated as a supplement, and flags, horns, and loudspeakers remain the default. And closing a line is not something a crew can arrange at will. Posts blaming the lookout by name circulated too. We have left those out. These are reactions on X, not Japanese public opinion as a whole. On August 20th, 2026, at Shinkanuma Station on Japan's Tobu Nikko line, about 10 people were on site, crew and lookouts together, more than one person assigned to watching, and four workers were still killed by an express train. Why the track clear flag was raised is not yet established. The warning may never have reached the lookout. He may have believed the crew had cleared. A worker may have stepped back onto the track. All remain open. But one thing is common to every version. At the moment the train entered, there was no mechanism, other than human attention, to detect that people were on the track and stop the train. Only the information that it was safe to proceed reached the driver. Safety engineering has a picture for this, the Swiss cheese model, from the psychologist James Reason. Stack several layers of protection, each with holes, and harm occurs only when the holes line up. As far as the published procedure shows, every layer at Shinkanuma, detecting the train, verifying the retreat, signaling the driver, was made of the same material, human attention. And the layers were not independent of each other. Layers of the same material failed together under one condition, a broken communication link, a shared assumption. So adding one more lookout to the same chain of information does not create an independent layer. It adds another knot that can come loose. That, we think, is the core of this accident. The first countermeasure anyone will name here is a GPS approach alarm. It matters, and it has a defined limit. What an approach alarm solves is the failure to notice an oncoming train. A machine takes over the estimation and the relay, and the worker's own device sounds. But from Tobu's account, we know at least this. Somewhere between the track clear confirmation and the train's entry, safety was not maintained. Whether the confirmation itself was wrong, or the situation changed after the signal, is not established. But knowing a train is coming does not help if that side is not held. Supporting that step by machine needs something different. One proposal, position tags on every worker so no authorization can be issued unless the system sees all of them in a safe place, or camera detection of people left on the track. Whether these work on a railway needs testing, but the technologies exist in other fields. Approach alarms are already deployed by Junior East and Junior West. Retreat confirmation by machine is not yet a standard countermeasure. And machines fail in their own ways. Positioning error, breakdown, false alarms that train people to ignore them. The point is not to replace people with machines. It is to stack layers made of different materials. In the Tobu Nikko line accident, which countermeasure is right, depends on why the flag was raised. Let's pair the possible causes with what each would call for. If the approach warning never arrived from the relay lookout, the answer is a GPS approach alarm. If the retreat was wrongly confirmed, you need a system that verifies everyone's position. If a worker stepped back onto the track after the signal, It is a matter of work procedure and rechecking after the signal. And if the retreat was not possible in the first place, a place to stand clear comes before anything else. All of these remain possibilities, and the safety board's investigation will have to settle it. But notice that in every scenario, the direction is the same. Add one layer made of something other than human attention. A stronger version of the idea is fail-safe design. When a link is lost or a check cannot be made, the system falls to the safe side. It stops the train rather than letting it through. Today's method runs. A person certifies that it is safe, and then the train may enter. The flag and the horn are that certification. Flip the default. No train may enter while people are inside the work area. Railway signaling itself is built on exactly this principle. Track closure is one implementation. Another is treating the block as occupied during work. The signaling system is told the section is in use, the signal ahead of it shows stop, and entry is blocked by the signals rather than by a driver's eyes. Somewhere to go belongs to the same set of layers. The site had no shelter recess under the disused platform, so even a warning delivered in time may have left nowhere to go. Whether that shaped the outcome is not established, but as long as people work inside the track, a place to stand clear is a precondition. Better training and posting of lookouts are necessary, but if the countermeasure stops there, it will be a rebroadcast of recommendations more than 20 years old. Raising the quality of attention and adding a mechanism that stops the train when attention fails are two different layers. So far, we have talked about protecting people while they work on the track. There is another direction. Reduce the time they spend exposed at all. Weed control is the category with the most room to move. Japan's Railway Technical Research Institute is trialing steam-based weed control, killing vegetation with heat instead of blades. In its trials, treating 300 square meters took 72 minutes with brush cutters and 50 minutes with steam. The crew fell from 5 people to 3. Tokyu, a Tokyo commuter railway, combines manual cutting with herbicide and weed-suppressing sheets, cutting the amount of work in the first place. Spraying from maintenance vehicles or remotely operated mowers push the same way, replacing the step where a person walks the track. None of it is universal. Switches and cable runs still need hands, but measured by person hours removed from inside the track, weeding is unusually movable ground. Finally, money. The current method did not survive by accident. It has a logic. Closing a line disrupts passengers. The night window is a few hours and is normally reserved for heavy track work. Night labor is scarce. Doing weed control by day, between trains, kept the whole maintenance program running. How much to spend to close off a rare but catastrophic failure is a budget question for any railway. Junior East's GPS alarm cost roughly 2 billion yen for about 1,500 kilometers, a multi-year investment, not a purchase. And there is more than one way to carry the cost. The railway's own capital budget, a safety line item in the contract price, service cuts that passengers absorb, or national standards and subsidies. The question is how risk and cost are divided. And there is a distribution problem. All 4 workers killed were contractors, not Tobu Railway employees. The prime contractor is a Tobu Group company, so this is not dangerous work handed to an unrelated outside firm. Even so, in the 1999 case, safety management left to the contractor was identified as part of the problem. Who set the work plan and the lookout positions at Shinkanuma, and whose contract carried the cost of safety equipment and staffing, is not yet known. A second line of inquiry. 3 processes now run in parallel. The Japan Transport Safety Board investigates cause and prevention, not blame. The police examine criminal liability. Labor authorities look at the employer's safety management. The procedure that decides who was at fault and the procedure that decides what changes are separate. If you follow this story, the second one is the one to watch. Let's return to the 3 questions. First, when trains keep running during maintenance, what certifies safety? Detecting the train, confirming the retreat, signaling the driver, every link is human attention and human-to-human communication. Second, would one more lookout have prevented this? Layers made of the same material fail together. What is needed is not just more people in the same chain, but an independent layer made of something else. Third, Can the train be made to stop when a person errs, and who pays? An approach alarm protects the noticing, retreat confirmation needs its own layer, and the strongest version flips the default to no train while people are inside. Who bears the cost and the disruption is a question Japan now has to answer. What failed on August 20th, 2026, was not one person's concentration. As far as the published procedure shows, it was a design in which the certification of safety was assembled entirely out of human attention. Better training and posting are necessary, but if the countermeasure that emerges is only that, it will be a rebroadcast of recommendations more than 20 years old. The questions narrow to two. For which categories of work should machine verification or track closure become mandatory rather than optional? And who bears the cost and the service disruption that requires across the railway, its passengers, and the chain of contractors? The flag and the horn are a practice refined over decades, and holes will still line up eventually, because people are people. If there is anything society can return to the four workers who died, it is less likely to be another reminder to pay attention than a mechanism that stops the train the next time somebody gets it wrong. The full analysis and more Japanese reactions are on the Sekihan blog, link in the description. If you found this useful, please like the video and subscribe. Thank you for watching.